There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Keep the emails coming to OCDAustin@yahoo.com. And be sure to check out the website when you get a chance. That is OutkastRadio.net. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And if you do go to OutkastRadio.net, these are the headlines you'll find. UN declares highest level of emergency in Iraq over ISIS advance. Study reveals most American pastors silent on current issues despite biblical beliefs. ISIS in Iraq stinks of CIA NATO dirty war operation. Petro prices expected to fall after Saudis open the oil tap. Collapse scenario. Biowarfare. Ebola as a biological weapon. Embracing false flag. Snowden says he would like to return to the United States. Atlantic City faces downward spiral with Revel's demise. That's a casino. Facebook to track users across devices to study shopping habits. Evidence is mounting that Turkey is behind ISIS recruitment to establish an Islamic caliphate. Let's go to John in Barbados. Hello, John. What's up?
You were talking about this breakdown of law and order in America, riots and what have you. I think it's already there in Ferguson, Missouri.
It is.
They're using MRAPs and all sorts, and they're pointing weapons at these protesters. But these protesters are not doing anything wrong, but just because the police are pointing weapons at them doesn't seem to stop them. But I hear that the militia is about to go down there to protect the people from the police, so that's going to be another escalation.
Well, this one seems different than Sanford with Trayvon Martin, because the military, and I use that instead of police, the military presence is the difference this time. Have you seen any of the videos? It looks like they're getting ready to take down the city.
Absolutely. I mean, if it does break out, it'll look like Gaza. Oh, by the way, your guest last night, I think she needs a serious education.
Are you willing to give her one, John?
Well, I can recommend several books that she might read. One from Shlomo Sand, an Israeli historian from the Tel Aviv University. He'll put us straight. And then there's Eustace Mullins and various others who tell a completely different story. I've been all over the Middle East in my working career, from Morocco to Libya to Egypt into Bahrain and United Arab Emirates, Tehran. I was in Tehran for quite a while. This is in the 60s and 70s. So,
are you an ex-patriot? Or what? How do they pronounce it?
I am, yeah. I used to live in the UK, but I could see the same, you know, the way the UK was going, and I got the hell out.
When did you leave the UK?
2003.
Oh, okay. And you've been living in Barbados ever since?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I bought a place with a disused business. I renovated the business and opened a mini supermarket, and my wife and daughter were working in the supermarket. But yeah, I mean, I see this slow collapse of American society, and I think it's such a shame.
It used to be a
great place when I was over there in the 60s in the Air Force, playing war games with the U.S. Air Force, because I was RAF.
Well, I think those days are way behind us, John. Appreciate the call in Barbados. I want to quickly give you a scenario of what I think is going to happen. You know, on the radio, talk show hosts always say, okay, here's the news. Now, what do you think of that? How about we talk about what may happen very soon? Let's pull the curtain back and take a big journey into the rabbit hole. Get your shovel. Coming up in September, October, the military budget comes up. Congress convenes and talks about how much money should be allocated to the military-industrial complex. Do you think that has anything to do with what's going on right now? The fact that the buildup continues again in Iraq? And keep in mind that when ISIS fights Iraq, we kill ISIS. When ISIS fights Bashar al-Assad in Syria, we cheer them on. So on one hand, we're supplying them with military equipment, and on the other, they're stealing the military equipment, and depending on who they fight, depends on whether we kill them or not. If they fight the folks in Iraq, we kill them. If they fight the folks in Syria, we support them, because we want to overthrow Assad, because Russia wants a warm weather port, and we all want the oil. So you're going to see a buildup. I'm just going to tell you what I think is about to happen. You're going to see a buildup of the military in the Middle East like you've never seen, and a couple of incidents probably before September, October, because the military-industrial complex needs to get their cheese. In order to get the cheese, they've got to prove they have a justification to exist. That justification is another war. That's one. Two, 50 million people are on food stamps. 3.8 million are going to be cut off in September and October. The moment they're cut off, I believe that's the moment the rioting starts. We have an entitlement mentality. 50 million on food stamps. 11 million on permanent disability. Over 100 million getting some sort of government cheese. We only do two things. We blow up stuff and we print fake money. The employment rate is a lie. The unemployment rate, a complete lie. If you factor in the U6, which includes everyone who stopped looking for work, has stopped collecting unemployment, is part-time and looking for full-time work, you're looking at 17 to 22%. Depending on what part of the country you're in, it's even higher. Then we have race riots. If the EBT cards are cut off, race riots will happen immediately. This is what I believe may happen in the fall. The incursion in the border, that's going to continue to the point where it's going to be overrun, and the government says, we've got to do something to track all these people. They'll be given a smart card, and when those are lost and stolen, then they'll come up with the ultimate solution, an implantable chip. Once the illegals get their chips, the Americans will clamor for the same. Simultaneous to all of this, I see some sort of financial collapse. And the way I see this going down is that the IMF with Christine Lagarde will make an announcement that the dollar is no longer the reserve currency. At that point, all of the currencies will be devalued across the board, and they'll move into what is called an SDR, which is special drawing rights. But the wild card in all of this is Germany. I see Germany maybe making a jump at the last minute into the new mini IMF, because the BRICS just formed their own bank, put $100 billion in it a month ago. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa now have their own bank. 3 billion people represent the BRICS nations. And when Germany gets wind of the fact that their currency is going to be devalued, the euro, I believe they're going to jump into this brick bank, and then they're going to go back to the mark. Because Germany is pissed off at us. It was only a couple weeks ago that Angela Merkel said, we want the gold back, and the United States said, what gold? They know what's going on. They know the gold is gone. So you have that alignment. Take that and couple it with the fact that Russia and China are now dealing all settlements in their own currencies. The same with Russia and India and Iran and China. The biggest exporter of oil, the receiver of, is China. China gets all their oil from Iran, and they're now doing it in their own currencies. So I see by January 1st the entire landscape changing. So get ready. We're in for some interesting times. This is Outkast Radio.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Outkast Radio. Hello, I am OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. You can also email at ocdaustin@yahoo.com. In addition, you can also check out the website, which is outcastradio.net. If you're having a problem getting on, just go into the top bar. Yeah, always go to the top bar and drink the top liquor, outcastradio.net. Couple of news stories just coming down the wire. Ferguson Police Department implores protesters to gather only during the daylight. From Ferguson, Missouri, the police department in a St. Louis suburb where a man was shot and killed by police is asking protesters to gather only during the daytime. Ferguson has been the site of nightly protests and unrest since an 18-year-old Michael Brown was killed during a confrontation with an officer on Saturday. In a news release today, the department asked all people who assemble or pray or protest do so in an organized and respectful manner and disperse well before evening to ensure the safety of the participants and the community. Quote, the city of Ferguson mourns the loss of Michael Brown's life that occurred. We understand members of our community and those nationwide are grieving with us. We have worked diligently to provide an opportunity for the residents. Translation, please don't burn down our town. Caller asks for a source on Germany asking for gold. Well, you can archive that and go to Google. Just type in Merkel, Germany, gold, United States, and you should be able to find the story. That story is about a week old. Actually, maybe 2 weeks old. Yeah, Germany was asking for the gold. Back in 1971, when Nixon took us off the gold standard, the reason he did that was we had to pay for the war in Vietnam and the war on poverty, and the French were asking for their gold back. And so what Nixon did was he took us off the gold standard. And we're seeing the same thing right now. But try that and let me know if that works for you. And if not, I'll try and pull it up myself. But that did occur. 800-313-9443. Yeah, you can pull that one up too. I agree. Other stories making the headlines. Protesters lash out at Obama from Ferguson. They actually lash out at Obama and Sharpton. You haven't changed nothing. F y'all. You see what's happening? He's losing black support. The reason? Hispanic support. I used to work at L.A. Juvenile Hall. I've had a checkered career. I've actually done a lot of things. I've been a dispatcher and a driver for Federal Express. I was actually the head dispatcher in Los Angeles at 120 guys under me, and I was on the radio 10 hours a day. That's actually how I got in the radio. I was on the radio for quite a time, but not broadcasting on a radio station, and someone said, you ought to do that, and I mistakenly said, that's a good idea, and here I am. I also worked at L.A. Juvenile Hall, and there you have what are called the Crips and the Bloods. West Side! If you're Blood, you're Black. If you're a Crip, you're Hispanic. And I can tell you, the Blacks are pissed off that Obama is giving all the gravy to the Hispanics. He was supposed to do that for the Blacks. Am I being too honest? Am I being anti-Limbaugh here? I'm not being very politically correct. I'm just telling you the truth. That's what it's all about. In Los Angeles, the Blacks, the gang members, hate the Hispanics, and the Hispanics hate the Blacks. And so Obama, who is Black, who really isn't Black, his mother was white, they don't like the fact that the Hispanics are getting all the gravy. Now the Blacks are getting real frustrated. You haven't changed nothing, F y'all. And the military presence, and I'm not going to say police presence, but the military presence really speaks volumes of where we're going, the tolerance level. People's EBT cards don't work, boom, a riot 10 minutes later. Now it's being met with equal and greater force. That's why Homeland Security's been buying all these bullets for so long. They knew this was going to happen. If you think your government is stupid and incompetent, you're wrong. They know what's going on. They know exactly what's about to happen, and they're getting prepared for it. And that's what you're seeing in Ferguson, just a microcosm of what I believe is going to happen in the fall. Because once 3.8 million people no longer can get into that machine and get their government cheese from the EBT cards, the rioting begins immediately. Immediately. And we saw that a year and a half ago in Louisiana. Within an hour, they were ransacking Walmart. That was the test balloon, in my opinion. And the real test will come up in September and October when 3.8 million are kicked off the rolls. Couple that with the unemployment, how many millions are not even collecting unemployment right now? The anger out there is palpable. New Jersey man flies ISIS flag outside his home. Silence, I kill you. Long Island town gets 13 inches of rain in one night. I was watching the videos on this. 2 months of rainfall in 2 hours. golfers angered at being frisked by Obama when he arrived to play? Is that a four iron, or are you just happy to see me? President on track to surpass Tiger on outings. French foreign minister said, when people are dying, you must come back from vacation. Hey, don't tell our president what to do. Obama won't return donations stemming from tax deals he dislikes. Facebook to track users across devices to study habits. Google satellites will zoom in on your face. Matter of fact, I think I have that video up at OutKastRadio.net. Matter of fact, I do. Let's hear from the fine folks at Google and the latest in spying on you.
Today, satellite imagery is being used by billions of people around the world as a tool for making their lives better.
We began this journey 4 years ago with initial capabilities discussions with Digital Globe.
The ULA has had a long relationship and a very successful relationship with Digital Globe.
Every launch is critical, and you cannot take your eye off the ball of that mission success.
You know, I never can be an adult. I mean, all these guys in this video are my age or younger. And I'm thinking, man, they're just so full of crap. But they do it so well. You know, we've got to launch the rocket. We've got to get this thing going, man. We've got to spy on you and put you in a grid and get you a biometric chip. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what actually it's all about.
Digital Globe's purpose is to see a better world.
Oh, shut up. See a better world. DARPA. Ooh, this music must mean something important's about to be said. Let's wait and see what they say next.
We've successfully built a number of satellites for Digital Globe. On orbit are QuickBird 2, WorldView 1, WorldView 2, and then the soon-to-be-launched WorldView 3 spacecraft.
When WorldView 3 is on orbit, with higher resolution and greater spectral diversity and adding to our revisit capabilities.
Man, it sounds just so perfect. Imagine that, being able to zoom in on your face from 23,000 miles. Not bad, huh? And you thought when you signed off on your computer and turned off your phone, you could get away from Google. Think again, young man.
How that will impact not just the news stories, but the events that shape our world. It's a measure of the pulse of the global economy that is continuously updated.
No, it's a measure of your pulse. They're just going to watch you. You're in the grid. You gave them the money for the cheese through your taxes, and they're building the perfect grid and mousetrap, and you and I are the mice.
It's a continuously evolving view of the planet, and it's used to answer questions that previously you never were able to answer because you didn't have all the data. Geospatial big data is all the data.
Digital Globe selected the Atlas launch vehicle for a variety of reasons, one of which is...
Okay, on and on it goes, but you get the gist of it. Basically, what they're going to do, this new incarnation of technology, is going to be able to look at your face from 23,000 miles. Amazing. Amazing times we lived in. Oh yeah, this is Outkast Radio.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew,
nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
Listen to me now and talk to me later. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're listening to Outcast Radio. If you're not a girly man, give me a call at 800-313-9443. And you can also email OCD at OCDAustin@yahoo.com. If you like the radio, you can go to outcastradio.net. Your choice. You can also find him on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. People say to me, Arnold, why did you noodle the maid? Well, you look at the maid and she's not too good looking. Then you've got Maria Shriver. What were you thinking? Sometimes people say to me, where do all the voices come? And actually, one of the influences was Robin Williams. I thought he was one of the best impressionists I've ever seen or heard. And I want to play a quick clip for you, the best impressions by Robin Williams. And we'll kick it off with Robin on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. This is Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. Yeah! You want to solve problems in the Middle East, you send John Gotti. He goes, Saddam, how you doing, babe? Okay, here's the deal. You get out of Kuwait, I give you Jersey. Okay. Oh, Nicholson, you can think of him.
Yeah,
he
Nicholson.
Could be great. He'd be a great Hamlet, just like neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Hummerfud, sing Bruce Springsteen.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Doing a eclectic celebration of a dance. You do Fosse, Fosse, Fosse. You do Martha Graham, Martha Graham, Martha Graham. Or Twyla, Twyla, Twyla. Or Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd. Or Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. But you keep it all inside. All right, just work on that. I'll be right back.
There's one guy who could do porn, and I think we all would watch. That guy is Chris Walken.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God, he would be amazing. Chris would be up there going, I'm inside you. You know, Popeye, I would watch. Popeye would be like, oh, God, yes, Olive, oh, yeah, yeah, come on now, yeah. Meanwhile, Michael is protesting.
You look so wonderful to be here on Impressionist Week. I'm so excited. I was just in the hall getting some text messages from Representative Foley.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, come out, wherever you are.
Governor is going back for the second Terminator. It's so great to know. Finally, Maria could have something to eat.
What? Siri, name a wonderful restaurant. I wish it had a French accent and call it Sorry. What are you doing? What do you care? I don't know. You're in France. Walk outside. Walk down a block. Look around, you idiot. Look around. Why must you ask a phone? Live your life!
The thing I loved about Robin Williams, besides the fact that he was just hilarious, was the fearlessness. He just would go off on these improv tangents, and you knew that he knew he didn't know where he was going. The voice just sort of took over, and, you know, some have accused him of being bipolar. I don't think he was bipolar. I know he suffered greatly from depression, but I think that was just his talent. That, I mean, he was hilarious. And when I think today of the impressionists that have influenced me, you know, I think of Frank Caliendo, a contemporary. He's probably one of the best around. Remember a guy named Frank Gorshin? Back in the Batman days, he played the Riddler. Let's see, David Fry. Now I'm going way back into the 70s and 60s. Actually, my dad had an album of David Fry's. He did a dead-on impersonation of Richard Nixon back in the day. But those are the people that influenced me, and that's what inspired me to do stand-up when I did it, because I was thinking, man, these guys are just so talented and funny. And I got to tell you, there's nothing quite like it. The weird thing about radio, when I do this, I really don't know if I'm being effective, because I'm in a room just north of Austin somewhere talking to you. I don't know if you're listening. I don't know if you're cursing me. I don't know if you're laughing, you're crying, whatever. The weird thing about radio is you don't get that reaction. And when I segued from stand-up to radio, the first year or two that I was on the radio, I would take these pauses after I would say something that I thought was funny. And the reason I was pausing, I was waiting for the laughter. And it took a while for me to get used to the fact that there is no laughter. But, you know, I'll get emails from people occasionally, let's say, you know, that was funny, or nearly drove off the road, or you're not funny, or you're stupid. But, you know, you get reactions that way, or people call in. But for the most part, with radio, if you do something funny or something that hits someone's emotion, you don't know. And you just keep rolling on, and you wait to get back the numbers or Arbitron to indicate if you've been accepted or not. But the one thing I do like about radio is that I don't know where this is going. And you can tell by listening night after night that sometimes I just go off on these tangents and I don't know where they're going to go. For example, right now would be a great example. I don't know where the show is going to go. I've got a guest scheduled for 11, but other than that, it's pretty much by the seat of your pants. And that's what I really loved about Robin Williams, the fact that he was fearless when he did stand-up. And I don't think even he knew where the characters were going as he was doing them. And that's what made it really funny. Because you knew that. He was doing that without a parachute. Fearless. So if you want, we can lighten it up a bit. I know I've been talking about the race riots and martial law, unemployment, borders, chips, the bricks. I know it gets old after a while. If you've got a favorite comedian, who's your favorite comedian of all time? The one that just influenced you, and every time you see him or her on television, you just crack up. For Robin Williams, it was Jonathan Winters. Jonathan Winters was his idol, his mentor. And if you've ever seen Jonathan Winters and Robin Williams on the same show, you can see that their style is very similar, because Jonathan Winters will be talking to you in his regular voice 1 minute, and then instantly he becomes a character. and riffs on it for 5 minutes. And Robin had said, of all the comedians, that was the one who influenced me the most, and he's my favorite comedian. For a guy like Johnny Carson, it was Jack Benny. Johnny Carson idolized Jack Benny, and near the end of Johnny Carson's career, until Benny passed, Benny said Johnny Carson was, in fact, his idol. So any comedian who is successful and does it well, you'll find that they always have one person who's their favorite that influenced them. I think for my dad, if I remember correctly, his favorite comedian was Henny Youngman. Not Henny Youngman. Who's the other guy? Rodney Dangerfield. Take my wife, please. Last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it. You know that guy. Dangerfield, hilarious. In that movie with Bill Murray, Caddyshack, teaming up Rodney Dangerfield and Bill Murray, and who is the guy? Ted Knight from Mary Tyler Moore. There's another great show. There were so many great shows in the 70s. If you watch All in the Family now, you will be shocked. The dialogue where Archie Bunker just said what was on his mind, and he was a racist. And so what did Norman Lear do in his genius? He came out with the Jeffersons, the black counterpart, a black guy who was a racist against white people. Brilliant. The 70s were great. The music was much better. The sitcoms were better. Everything was better. And I know I'm sounding like an old guy, and I'm saying, back in my day in the 70s before beepers. It's not like that. I think what it was, more than anything, if you're under 40 and you don't know what I'm talking about, back then there was a freedom. You could say whatever was on your mind. And that's the one thing I really loved about doing stand-up comedy. You could say anything that was on your mind, and people would go, okay, fine. Now, today, with political correctness, if you say anything that gets close to the truth in that third rail, you're demonized. But the real strange part of all of that is I'm enjoying doing radio more now than I did back in the 1980s because I know I can't say all this stuff, but I say it anyway. And that's what makes it fun, because it's dangerous. The most dangerous thing you can do on the radio is tell the truth. Tell people exactly what you think and what's in your heart. That is the most dangerous thing you can do on the radio, because we're not supposed to do that anymore. I played that report last night of a Washington television station that went out and did a report about a new app that would let you know when you're in a sketchy neighborhood. That's what the reporter kept saying over and over. And during the report, he was robbed. The crew was robbed while they were in a sketchy neighborhood. What they were trying to say, it's probably a black neighborhood. That's shocking, just to say that. But that's the truth. The demographics in Washington, most of the population in Washington is black. And when white reporters are saying they're going into a sketchy neighborhood, that's code for black. And it's the same thing. We say, well, we can't say the N-word. We even call it the N-word. Back in the 70s, that word was dropped all the time. Now people are terrified to say anything that's on their mind for fear of offending someone else. You know, at some point, you've got to be true to yourself and say, this is who I am and this is what I believe. And I think that's part of the problem we're having in this culture. People are just not being honest. Anyone who says they've never had a racist moment in their life is lying. Nobody's that pure. This is Outkast Radio.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters.
Just tell us what you need.
Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
This is Outkast Radio. I keep thinking about Robin Williams. I mentioned during the last segment that his inspiration was Jonathan Winters. This is a clip from the Johnny Carson show. Actually, let's do the one before that. Yeah. This is from the David Letterman show. This is Robin Williams on Jonathan Winters and the influence that Jonathan Winters had on Robin.
You did the lovely tribute to Jonathan Winters.
Oh, boss, he was the best.
On the Emmys on Sunday night. And I was reading about you and your father.
Watching him.
Tell that story. Because
it's kind of sweet because my dad was, you know, a sweet man, but not the easiest laugh. And Jonathan came on the old Tonight Show with Jack Parr. Are you allowed to say Tonight Show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Jonathan came out wearing a pith helmet, and Jack said, "What are you, John?" He said, "I'm a great white hunter." And Jack said, "What do you hunt?" He said, "I hunt mainly squirrels." And then he said, "How do you do that?" "I aim for the little nuts." And I was just, my father just went, "Oh!" And I went, "Who is this man?"
Yeah.
He made the great white father laugh.
Yeah. And you became friends with the man.
Oh, it was wonderful
was
to be
your
with
show.
Him. I think hanging out with him was amazing. You know, I would see him do kind of amazing things. And one time he had a handicapped parking sticker. And he parked in a handicapped parking space. And a woman came up and said, "You don't look handicapped to me." And Jonathan went, "Madam, can you see inside my mind?" My favorite one-liner of Jonathan's, he did this one, and there's very few one-liners you can say about Johnny, but he once, he did this great routine. He said, "Have you ever undressed in front of a dog?" And then he did the dog like, which is, that's what even Buddha would go, good line, good line.
I can remember when he would be on, like, the Ed Sullivan Show or the Jack Farr Tonight Show, and the minute the curtain opened and he came out, I would start laughing. He really, really got your attention.
If you Google some of his routines, there's a thing where he Googled where he played a bass fisherman, and he played two guys in the boat, but then he played the two fish under the water. There's routines that are just incredible.
I can remember one time being in a coffee shop having breakfast in the same place Jonathan was having breakfast, and it took him... to get up to pay his check. He did material at every table on his way to the...
Oh, big time. There was no audience too small for him. I once saw him doing a cat for a dog.
It was tremendous.
And I'll tell the story real quick again. I got a chance to see him when I was doing stand-up at the Westwood Comedy Store with my first wife, and he just showed up at 2 in the morning. We were just sitting there with 8 other people, and he did about an hour of material for 8 people. He was just like him. All right, here's one more clip I want to play because I'm really enjoying this. This is Jonathan Winters and Robin Williams on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show.
How long ago, when you were doing Mork and Mindy, how long ago? Was that 10 or 12 years?
About 10.
And Jonathan came on and did how many episodes with you?
Oh, it was about 20 of them.
Some of the funniest episodes ever made on television.
We used to run out of film. It was like kind of like those war movies where the machine gun goes, there's no ammo!
Yeah, he's been a friend of yours, friend of mine for many years.
We would scare people. It was.
He's on his own show called Davis Rules with Randy Quaid, which is on the air later this fall. Would you welcome Mr. Jonathan Winters?
And just so you'll know, he's dressed as a soldier from the Civil War. So, there's the backdrop.
We lost the fort. The Indians were sober. We were drunk this time. Well, great to be here.
Nice to see you, my God.
Nice to be here.
How goes the battle?
Well, pretty good so far. Made it across into Van Nuys. That one shoulder took us out. Gosh, I was so taken with this guy. I was when I first met him, and on Mork and Mindy, we did. We had a marvelous time.
Those were good days.
You had access to more medication in those days.
Yeah, some of the shows were real quick.
I noticed the stuff wore off tonight.
Yeah, sure. Columbian College Fund. Yeah.
Mr. Williams didn't know you in the days when you and I
were... Oh, when we were on the sauce.
Yeah, when we were having a little...
Well, yeah, Johnny and I...
Can we have those on block for you?
I'm sorry.
Could we have those sent out and clean for you?
It was easy getting them on. And now, here, you want to play with those?
Oh, yeah. This way, I won't have so much guilt.
Before we... General, what is your official title tonight? General or just...
General. I'd like to be a general. Okay. I was a corporal. I'd rather be a general tonight.
I want to congratulate...
Makes me feel important.
Yes, I want to congratulate you, General, on winning the Emmy for Davis Rules, Best Supporting Actor.
Thank you. Well, I must tell you briefly about it. I know our time is limited here, but...
Not really.
I really... Really didn't think that I was going to win, and otherwise I would have been there. And I turned to my wife of many years, and I said, "What do you think, sweetheart?" And she said, "You don't stand a chance."
All right, there you go, Jonathan Winters and Robin Williams. Hopefully Frank is still there in Wyoming. Hello, Frank. How art thou?
I'm pretty good, OCD. It sounds like you're doing pretty good, entertaining yourself and entertaining us. I did very much enjoy the clips, but I wanted to talk with you about the... the situation in terms of race. I know you have concerns that there may be race riots or riots that are primarily based upon a person's ethnicity, and also what has happened in the United States with respect to the proposed solution for discrimination and other things that I think the government should never have gotten involved in, being that I'm 63 and I lived through a lot of that time. I look back upon it, and they exacerbated the problem, the Supreme Court and the government did, because a lot of what they did was to take away freedom from some people based on color. In other words, primarily from the what used to be the white majority. I'm not sure that whites are the majority anymore in the United States. And really what was lost was you lost property rights, because if you were to say to a person that was black that they weren't wanted in a restaurant or something, they had basis to sue. And freedom of association was also lost. We were forced to do many things, inclusive of having our children bused across town, and black children in turn were bused across town to go to white schools. And I think the whole situation is vastly misunderstood. There is, as you were saying before, if you went to a church, it might be primarily a white church or primarily a black church, because people do have a tendency to be upon among their own. I think that's just very natural. There were laws, of course, to address issues of criminality, and maybe they were not being enforced properly enough, and that's about all that really was required. I think we would have done a whole lot better if a government had preserved our freedoms as opposed to taking them away from us. And yeah, we are headed for some really nasty riots. That has been part of what black Americans, or a percentage of them, have done when there is dissatisfaction. And if some people want to say that, well, that's a racist comment, I would disagree. It's a comment based upon what we have seen in history. Unfortunately, many black folks have been brought up under the federal wing with special programs and all kinds of things that have shielded them from reality.
Well, you know, I agree with you that, you know, the government has helped institute this welfare entitlement mentality. But I think when these riots do break out, if they do, they will appear to be racist at first, but I think under their base, it'll be economic, because they're just tired of not having anything. And is that because of the government or because of themselves? I mean, we all have to take responsibility for our own actions, but, you know, racism is alive and well. And I think if these riots do break out, they will appear to be racist in nature, but I think underlying all of it is economics. JPE writes in, George Carlin, Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, probably George was killed by them for taking a little bit too much, and the latter two you haven't heard of because they spoke the truth because the Illuminati didn't like it. I know about Dave Chappelle. He was offered a $50 million contract by Comedy Central and kind of went off the deep end. Keep up the good work. Love the Mark Levin impersonation.
I do too. I'm Mark Levin, and coming up in the next hour, we'll have an interview with a guest. And I can tell you, he's not a constitutionalist like Obama. Obama is not a constitutionalist. What's wrong with this republic? I'll be back.